Last week, about a dozen people gathered at the Alaska Native Sisterhood Hall in Klukwan for a memorial. They set up a buffet of comfort foods, cupcakes, and drinks. Some were decked out in purple and yellow Lakers gear. The community always holds a memorial 40 days after a family member or close friend has passed away. Klukwan resident Carly Spud says it's a tradition in Tlingit culture that marks the end of the grieving period. But this one was a little unusual.
We've never had a celebrity 40-day party that I can remember, or any type of athlete.
Kobe Bryant, his daughter, and seven others died in a helicopter crash in late January. The retired Los Angeles Lakers shooting guard was widely regarded as one of the greatest basketball players of all time. The news of his death hit Spud's family pretty hard.
I was just shocked. And I actually sent it to our family group chat. I was like, I don't believe this, you guys. So we waited a few minutes out, and then it just came in waves, I guess.
Spud is a fourth-generation Lakers fan, and she grew up watching the team with her whole family. Her aunt and uncle bought a special TV subscription so that they wouldn't miss any games. It was a big deal.
We'd have like birthday parties or gatherings where we'd always have Lakers stuff. We'd always watch the Laker games every Christmas day. My eighth grade promotion with my cousin Shauna and Dakota was actually a Laker theme also.
The Lakers have become a part of the family's life. They named their goldfish Powell Blake Nash Spud after Lakers players Paul Gasol, Steve Blake, and Steve Nash. The town even had a parade after the Lakers won the national championship in 2010. Even though he wasn't from Klukwan, holding a memorial for Kobe Bryant seemed like a natural thing to do.
I know it wasn't like a community loss, but it was still someone that everybody knew, everybody talked about. He really influenced a lot of my family. Like my cousin Cody, he, I think, plays a lot like him, which is really cool to see. Just his dedication, and maybe it is his jump shot or something that looks like Kobe's, but he has like the mentality.
Unfortunately for basketball fans, the NBA announced this week that it would be suspending the season after a player tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. But Klukwan residents will still be able to cheer on their local teams. On Thursday, representatives from the Juneau Lions Club told the Juneau Empire that the regional gold medal basketball tournament will continue as scheduled at the end of the month. And although Kobe is no longer with us, his name will live on in the shouts of players hucking basketballs at the hoop from the three-point line. Kobe! In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.